From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to me Ahmad Faisal in English program. Hopefully you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that can not only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with commentary for today in Tarling Blast in Beirut. The world was shocked by the devastating explosion that occurred in Beirut, the capital of Lebanon, on Tuesday, August 4th. At least 78 people died and more than 4,000 were injured in the blast located in the port area. Indonesian Foreign Ministry spokesman Tengku Faizasyah said that there was one Indonesian citizen who was injured, but the condition was stable. In Lebanon, there are more than 1,400 Indonesian citizens, consisting of the community and extended family of the Indonesian embassy and Indonesian military troops, members of the Garuda contingent in the UN peacekeeping mission. Meanwhile, Lebanese Prime Minister Hassan Diab said 2,750 kilograms of ammonium nitrate, which is agricultural fertilizer, is suspected to be the cause of the incident. The fertilizer had been stored for years in a warehouse by the sea and triggered a quite powerful blast. Lebanon head of public security Abbas Ibrahim said, several years ago, the high explosive material had actually been secured. The material is stored in a warehouse located a few minutes' walk from the nightlife district and shopping centers. Why such a big explosion occurred? The cause is still being investigated. So massive was the incident that the explosion could be heard in neighboring Cyprus. Of course, what happened in Beirut was very alarming. This incident, no doubt, is a shared lesson that national or even international safety will depend on the element of cautions and compliance of all parties to safety protocols and handling of explosive, hazardous materials such as ammonium nitrate or others. That was commentary. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Welcome back to our regular Today in History. We start from a history which occurred on August 5, 1960, was the independence of Burkina Faso. Burkina Faso, formerly named Volta Hulu, is a country in West Africa which borders Mali to the north, Togo and Ghana to the south, Niger to the east, Benin to the southeast, and Ivory Coast to the southwest. In the royal era, Burkina Faso was named the Mossi Kingdom, which was later colonized by France and became a protectorate state. In 1904, the regions merged with French East Africa in the Upper Senegal Niger Colony. The colony was demolished on September 5, 1932, and the area was divided between Ivory Coast, Mali, and Niger. On September 4, 1947, Voltahulu was recreated from its borders in 1932. On December 11, 1958, the state became a republic and joined the Franco-African Community, and later gained independence on August 5, 1960. Next turn to a history on August 5, 1962. Hotel Indonesia was officially inaugurated. Hotel Indonesia is the first five-star hotel to be built in Indonesia. The hotel was inaugurated on August 5, 1962 by the first president of Indonesia, Sukarno, to welcome the participants of 1962 Asian Games 4. The Hotel Indonesia building was designed by architect Abel Sorensen and his wife Wendy from the United States, occupying an area of 25,082 square meters. This hotel has the slogan, a democratic symbol of free nations working together. This hotel has been designated as a cultural preservation by the Jakarta provincial government. We end with a history on August 5, 1971, was the establishment of Pacific Islands Forum. Pacific Islands Forum is an organization made up of Pacific nations. This organization was founded on August 5, 1971 by 16 countries. The charter stated that the Pacific Islands Forum is tasked to coordinating economic activities, including trade relations, communication, cultural activities, nationality, passport and visa, social activities, and health activities. Its headquarters located in Suva, Fiji. The mission of the Pacific Islands Forum is to support the forum member governments and to improve the economic and social welfare of the South Pacific people by encouraging cooperation between governments and between international institutions. That was Today in History.
Bersandar di di matamu, apakah kau ragu padaku? Kini aku ragu padamu. Adakah cinta yang tulus kepadaku? Adakah cinta yang tak selamanya termenung di keningmu, basah di matamu. Apakah itulah cara untuk membuktikan selamanya.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. For this segment, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia is titled Industry Ministry Continues Santripreneur Program to Create Entrepreneurs. Indonesian Industry Ministry, through Directorate General of Small, Medium, and Multivarious Industries, is consistently developing new entrepreneurs in small and medium industries. One of many was by continuing new entrepreneur development among Islamic boarding school, which is called Santripreneurs, a mix between Islamic boarding school student or santri and entrepreneur. The new entrepreneur development was done in technical guidance and facilitation of machine and equipment. The activity opening was held online in Central Java and East Java on Monday, August the 3rd. 8 Islamic boarding schools were involved in this activity. Director General of Small, Medium, and Multifarious Industries, Gati Wibowaningsi, during the event said, "Islamic boarding school and their students are potential that can be developed with appropriate and right on target stimuli." She said machine and equipment facilitations were given to Islamic boarding schools in hope they can be used by Islamic boarding schools as new business unit. The production machine and equipment are for F&B processing, motorcycle workshop, doll and patchwork handicraft, Muslim fashion and uniform confection, waste recycle and liquid organic fertilizer production, cosmetics and home care, as well as paving block. According to Gati Wibowaningsi, it is the duty and responsibility of government and people, especially for Islamic boarding school students, to jointly build a better entrepreneurship ecosystem. She encouraged those students after graduation not to be teacher at musala or mosque, but also entrepreneur. Gati Wibowaningsi said, including 8 Islamic boarding schools this time, since 2013, the industry ministry had guided 75 Islamic boarding schools and around 10,000 of their students. She was optimistic that industrial unit run by Islamic boarding schools, if well managed, can be more advanced because it is supported by the location around the people's residences, which is very strategic for a business sector that fulfills people's need. And listener, that was My Indonesia.
Saat ku tuliskan namamu di hati, takkan ku sesali dirimu hadir dan menjadi detak di jantungku. Detak di jantungku hingga nanti lama langkahku, hingga nanti putih rambutku, hingga ku kau lupa selalu. Cinta kita yang kan ku ingat selalu.
Ku sisipkan kata pinta dalam doa, hadirmu tetap ada,
tak akan
di jantungku.
kita yang kan ku ingat.
Cinta kita yang kan ku ingat.
Cinta kita yang kan ku ingat selalu.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, after listening Indonesian song, it is the right time for us to present next segment that talk about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. And here is Indonesian Wonder.
Welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today, I'm going to let you know about Wai Rebo Village. Stay tuned. Listener, the traditional village of Wai Rebo in Manggarai District on the island of Flores, East Nusa Tenggara, has received UNESCO Best Excellence Award at the UNESCO Asia Pacific Heritage Awards 2012, which was announced in Bangkok, Thailand on August 27, 2012. This small and isolated village is known for rebuilding Baru Niang's traditional house based on the spirit of community cooperation towards sustainable traditions. At the same time, the development program improves the welfare of the villagers. To reach the village, which is located around 1,100 meters above sea level, we must first go to Labuan Bajo City by airplane or boat and continue by public transportation to Ruteng City. From Ruteng City, we take another public transportation to the village of Dengi. We can also book a travel agent at Ruteng, which will serve directly to Dengi, the closest village to Wai Rebo. It takes around 3 until 4 hours on foot from Dengi Village to Wai Rebo Village, which is located on a mountain. The village of Wai Rebo is completely surrounded by beautiful mountains and dense forest of Todo. This tropical forest is rich with vegetation, where you will find orchids, various types of ferns, and hear the singing of birds. There is not any signal for cellular coverage in this village, and electricity is only available from 6 to 10 p.m. The air is relatively cold, especially in the dry season, so don't forget to bring your jacket if you plan to visit this village. The founder of the village, and hence their main ancestor, who built the village about 100 years ago, was a man named Empu Maro. At present, the inhabitants are descendants of the 18th generation. The main characteristic of Wai Rebo is their unique home, which they call Baru Niang, which is tall and conical in shape, and is completely covered by palm leaves from its roof to the ground. It seems that at one time, such a house is quite common in the area. But until now, only the village of Wai Rebo still maintains the authenticity of the traditional Manggarai house. The house has 5 levels. Each level is designed for a specific purpose. The first level, called Lutur or Tent, is a large family residence. The second level, called Lobo or Attic, is for storing food and goods. The third one, called Lantar, is for storing seeds for the next harvest. The fourth level, called Lemparai, is reserved for food supplies in case of emergencies. And the fifth and upper levels, which are called Hekang Kode, which is considered the most sacred, is placing offerings for ancestors. In the village of Wairabo, there is one house that is different from the others, which is a special ceremony house. This community building is where members of all clans gather for ceremonies and rituals. The people of Wairabo village are mostly Catholics, but still adhere to old beliefs. In this house, the sacred heirlooms of drums and gongs are maintained. With a small population of around 1,200 residents, this village consists of 7 houses. The villagers' staple food is cassava and corn, but around the village, they grow coffee, vanilla, and cinnamon, which they sell in a market, which is located about 15 kilometers from the village. Nowadays, Wairabo is increasingly popular as a tourism destination for fans of international ecotourism, and this has added to the economic prosperity of the village. Wairabo residents warmly welcome visitors who want to see their village and experience their simple traditional life. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder featuring Wairabo village in East Nusa Tenggara. Tomorrow we'll meet again with another interesting topic. Bye-bye!
Jangan tanyakan mengapa.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. A lesson in the Indonesian language on the radio. We introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and tips on how to use it in a conversation. This segment is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language and Book Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is Yuk Belajar Menari. In English, let's learn dancing. Listen to this conversation about Yuk Belajar Menari or Let's Learn Dancing. Siti invites Kevin to learn dancing along with other students.
Ayo bergabung menari bersama mereka.
Baiklah.
Now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic today. I will say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Ayo, which means let's. Belajar menari, which means to learn dancing. Baiklah, which means all right or okay. When you want to invite someone to do something together, you can use the words ayo or mari. For example, ayo bergabung or mari bergabung, which means let's join them or him or let's join us. To respond that expression of invitation, you can repeat the words ayo or mari. The word ayo is used in an informal conversation, while mari is used in a formal situation. For example, Siti, ayo bergabung bersama mereka, which means let's join them. Kevin, ayo, which means okay. Siti, mari bergabung bersama mereka, which means let's join them. Kevin, mari, which means all right. Listener, before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Ayo bergabung menari bersama mereka.
Baiklah.
That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio. Hopefully, this edition will be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you next week with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Ku hampiri engkau meski kau jauh, sendiri ku tempuh hanya untuk bertemu denganmu. Ku hampiri engkau meski kau jauh, namun hatimu telah runtuh dan buatku terjatuh. Kau tak pernah tahu betapa hati yakin untukmu. Kau tak pernah tahu betapa aku merindukanmu. Intuisi.
kepadamu. Oh, tapi tak jual, tapi tak jual, tapi tak jual, kau hiraukan aku. Mungkin ku tak bisa buatmu lulu, namun kau harus tahu bahwa diriku sungguh-sungguh. Kau tak pernah tahu betapa hati yakin untukmu. Kau tak pernah tahu betapa aku merindukanmu.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And listeners, next segment we would like to give you information about Indonesian music. Hopefully, it can also entertain you. Here is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, for today's edition of Music Corner, we present you a song from Central Java entitled Gundul Gundul Pacul. Gundul Gundul Pacul is one of the most popular songs of local people in Java, especially Central Java. The song has deep meaning. The word gundul means boldness, while pacul means hoe. So, Gundul Pacul illustrates that leaders should not be given a crown, but they must be given a hoe to work for the sake of their people's welfare. Besides being interpreted as a hoe, the word pacul also an abbreviation of Papat Kang Ucul. In the philosophy of Papat Kang Ucul, the splendor of a person depends on four things, namely eyes, nose, ears, and mouth, that are used to see people's difficulties, to hear advice, look at goodness, and express the truth. Other lyrics also mention that if the leaders lead power arrogantly, they abuse the trust, thereby the people cannot live prosperity. Well, listener, let's listen to the song Gundul Gundul Pacul, sung by 10 to 5. Enjoy the song.
Thank you.
Songs Indonesia.
Tak Voice of Indonesia.
Luruhlah jalan payakumbwa, babelo jalan kayu jati, di mahati indak karuswa, ayam den lape, ay ay, ayam den lape. Mendaki
Batu sangka tampe bajalan urang baso, dua tamanu
Voice of Indonesia. Of Indonesia.
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your kind attention for listening our English program. And don't go anywhere and keep listening for our another program. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at VoiIndonesia, and our email address voi@voinews.id.